It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In London, Sky News admitted today that its reporters hacked private email accounts in pursuit of two stories. The ongoing scandals at the British news outlets of Rupert Murdoch's News Corp have led to the arrests of dozens of people linked to his papers. They've also led to criticism that the conglomerate led by Rupert Murdoch had simply acquired too much control over the news media there. As part of a series on Murdoch's Australian roots, NPR's David Folkenflik reports that the media tycoon's empire has achieved greater dominance in his native land.
Walking around the beachside Melbourne community of Albert Park, I ducked into a store to buy a children's book as a gift.
Well, I guess you should bring me up.
Yes. So that's
It's $14.99.
I point out their store sells books from HarperCollins, an imprint of Murdoch's News Corp.
Australians have a really interesting attitude to him because he is, or he was Australian, and especially Melbourne, I suppose, his family is from here.
Kate McFadden says feelings toward him are complicated.
In Australia, there are a lot of cities that only have Murdoch Press as their newspaper, and so it just feels like it does. His organisation dominates the media in this country. It really does.
Hundreds of miles north in Sydney, I later sit down in the living room of the author, blogger, and media critic Paul Barry to ask, why does it matter how many titles the Murdochs and News Corp own there?
They have so much hold over the papers that we read, where they have such a large proportion of them. That's, I think, the problem. But ultimately, it really comes down to the actual ownership. There's too many owned by Murdoch. Simple as that.
The piece of the pie is so big. Well, it's about two-thirds of the pie. Between 6 and 7 of every 10 copies of national or metro papers sold in Australia are owned by News Limited, News Corp's Aussie newspaper arm. The papers are by no means monolithic in tone or scope, but to varying degrees, they tend to champion a smaller government with fewer regulatory powers, and they tend to favor a strong military stance. Paul Barry has written periodically for the Sydney Daily Telegraph, a News Limited tabloid. He says the livelihoods of a large number of Australian journalists depend on the whim of a single media conglomerate and the sensibility of a single mogul.
It's a massive, massive family company, but be under no illusions that people work for Rupert Murdoch. They know that they're working for him. They're not working for some, organisation with disparate power. Ultimately, he's the bloke they have to please. And so while they may not actually get an order coming down saying, you will run this headline, you will do this story, you will take this point of view, they know what sort of things are going to play well.
The very fact of that concentration is a notable element of two separate government inquiries there, one ongoing, one just concluded. In fact, News Corp owns the dominant papers in nearly all the country's major cities, as well as The Australian, the only national general interest paper, which has a modest circulation but shapes opinions among elites, and what gets chewed over by other outlets. In addition, News Limited has popular news websites, a controlling stake in the nation's largest cable TV provider, in Fox Sports and in the cable Sky News Australia. Meanwhile, Murdoch's elder son Lachlan, a former News Corp executive, is a key investor in the ostensible rival broadcast network 10. He just became its chairman while still being a corporate director of News Corp in New York. The Murdochs, their executives, and their journalists in Australia declined to be interviewed by NPR. Rupert Murdoch addressed the nature of media ownership in 1968 in speaking with the BBC as he sought a foothold in the UK by taking over the British tabloid The News of the World.
I think the important thing is that there'd be plenty of newspapers with plenty of different people controlling them so that there's a variety of viewpoint, that there's a choice for the public. This is the freedom of the press that is needed.
Murdoch's Australian editors typically say, despite his stable of papers, there is a diversity of views in Australia. They point to the nation's public broadcaster and rival Fairfax Media's papers in Sydney and Melbourne. And one former media regulator says the company's critics paint in blacks and whites, no nuances. Graham Samuel recently stepped down as chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.
News Limited is powerful, but is it vulnerable? Yes, I think it is. Like any traditional media organization, they're vulnerable to the whims and fancies of the reader.
Samuel says his greater fear is officials will push for tighter media regulations even as newspaper circulation is declining. He says people can read blogs and foreign newspapers online and tune into talk radio. Ahead, there's the promise of internet TV. Samuel says it's foolish to think any one media company can control anything there.
I think we do our readers, and that means 22 million Australians, I think we do them a disservice by suggesting that they are not discerning enough to be able to understand what it is they're reading and to be able to form a view.
But the media critic and author Paul Barry argues that misses the point, regardless of what stance Murdoch's Australian newspapers adopt.
I'm not saying that their position was necessarily wrong. What I'm saying is that it's bad for a democracy when 70% of the newspapers in this country are pushing one line and pushing it so hard, whether it is right or whether it's wrong, frankly.
Leaders of both major Australian political parties, those that have been favored by News Limited newspapers and those that have been punished by them, nonetheless routinely pay their respects at News Corp's global headquarters when they visit New York City. It doesn't pay to ignore Rupert Murdoch or his papers. They're everywhere. David Folkenflik, NPR News.